Hello, and welcome to the God's Got You podcast. I'm so excited to be your host, Lucia Eisenberg. And today I have some of my friends with me that I have watched God work in their lives, and I've seen great examples of him. So I just wanted to sit them down and have a chat. This is going to be the first installment of my series, and I'm so excited to get to know everyone and just hopefully have some good conversations. And especially in this age group, it's kind of difficult to be a Christian and to be willing to talk about it. So I think it's good to get a conversation going. So today I have with me my good friends, like I said. I have Maddie Coleman, Maddie Cherry, two Maddies, it's going to be hard, and Sarah Jackson. And so I don't know if anyone has listened to the Whoa, That's Good podcast by Sadie Robertson, but that's a huge inspiration for me, and it's worked great ways in my life, and it's strengthened my relationship with Christ. And so I want to do something similar to that. Like I said, I've gathered some inspiration from that, and I hope that I can hopefully touch people's lives. Not obviously not on the scale she has, but kind of at least at a Tyrone level, at least at the high school level. So instead of asking what your best piece of advice is, like Sadie Robertson does, I'm asking these girls what their favorite Bible verse is and ways that they have seen it work throughout their lives. So I'm going to start with Maddie. We're going to talk a little bit about these girls too, because they have such like great stories, and I've just loved growing up with them and getting to see everything about their lives. It's just so cool. So Maddie, I feel like I'm like sitting with royalty right now, because no. I'm homecoming queen and princess. So this is like their throne. So Maddie obviously is the homecoming queen, and she's a swimming star. She was, she was a tenth of a second away from the record, which it was so amazing to watch her swim, and she just blew everyone out of the water, literally and figuratively. But like I said, she's lettered. She's, you know, tell us a little bit about swimming.
I've been swimming for like my whole life, like forever. Like it's always going to be a part of me. Like I plan on swimming in college and even like after college, just because I love the sport. I love how I like feel whenever I'm swimming.
Yeah, so it's been so fun to swim with Maddie, and just to see her and see the way that God works throughout her life. And it's just so fun. But like you said, you're going to school for swimming, and you're going to Penn State Altoona.
Yes.
And you're thinking about majoring in education, not 100% sure yet, but that's the plan right now. So you're also super involved in clubs and stuff. So Maddie's just got it together. And today's actually her birthday.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Maddie.
Thank you.
But so do you want to share your favorite verse with us?
Yes. Well, it was super, super hard whenever you asked like to share your favorite verse, because so many Bible verses just touch on a deep level, like at whatever stage in my life. So I chose Joshua 1:9, and it is, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that verse I've always like known ever since like I was a little girl. Like I've always used that, I've always like thought of it, and especially during like the hard times like COVID, like when everything was just like uncertain, like I just would always bring up that Bible verse, because it just brought me comfort to know that God will always be there, and like he's always there like through ever what stage like in your life, like through your achievements and through your difficulties. And it kind of relates back to the story, the footprints in the sand.
Oh, I love this. Yes, share this with everyone.
And there's like two pairs of footprints, and one is God's and one is your own footprints. And it shows him walking alongside you whenever you're going through, like, the best moments in your life, like, through your achievements. Like, he's always on that journey of life with you. And whenever you go through difficulties, like, you notice there's only, like, one pair of footprints in the sand. And you ask, like, God, like, where were you? Like, why weren't you there at my lowest point? And it's like God was there. He was the one that was holding you while you were struggling. Like he's just holding you up and getting you through life.
So. I had never heard that. I think that's so good. But that's such a good like representation of the verse. And that's like, that's a loaded verse. That's basically like encompassing just of Christianity.
Yeah.
But like whatever happens, God is going to be there for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a, that it is. It's encompassing of everything in faith. Mm-hmm. But I love that God's carrying you. I love that. I never heard that. I like that so much. Okay, so moving on to Sarah. Sarah has been my best friend, one of my best friends, obviously, for quite some time now, and I've gotten to know her, and I've gotten to see a girl with such strong work ethic. and someone who's always pushed me and pushed everyone around her. But Sarah's the vice president of the class. Sarah is a very educated woman. She does everything. It's really cool to watch her yearn to learn more and to better herself. And like I said, I've seen that throughout our years of friendship. But Sarah, where are you planning to go? You're going to Penn State main campus for?
Health policy and administration. It's a business field.
Business field. Okay. Better you than me. But Sarah has just been a big influence in my life and someone that's always there for me. So I want to hear a little bit about your favorite verse, Sarah.
So my favorite verse, like Maddie, it was so hard to choose.
I know. It's a loaded question.
Yeah. But my favorite is Corinthians 13:14. It is, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything in love. And that's my favorite verse personally because it really kind of highlights what I'm going through in life right now because, well, we're all kind of going through in life right now. We're about to move on to, like, a whole new chapter in our lives, and this is kind of reminding us to take it as it comes and to be brave and to always keep our faith in the back of our head and let God guide us on this new journey instead of taking it on by ourselves. And it's always teaching us to be pretty much – love each other is what I got a lot from it, is to love one another in your journey and just kind of love yourself and love your faith.
That is so good. Yeah, but like you said, we're about to go through a major change in our lives, like all four of us. That's why I asked you guys kind of where you're headed and stuff, which I already know, but I want to share with everyone. But yeah, we will never ever make it if we try to do it on our own. And yeah. Can you imagine? And you think about, you see the stuff that, like, I'm so glad that I didn't get what I thought I wanted. Like, we're going to be going through so much, and it's what God wants, not what we want, thankfully. But yeah, so I love that you picked that because I've seen you grow in your faith so much from when we were younger, and just to grow confidence in yourself and know. I just love it. It's so cool to watch it in your life. So, Maddie Cherry. Maddie is also a very motivated. All these girls are so motivated and have such strong work ethic. And it's such a good thing to, like, push me and to push everyone around them. But I love seeing everything that they do. But Maddie is kind of a record breaker. Don't mean to brag, but my friend's a record breaker. She holds the school record in assists, the second in aces, and third in digs. And that's, like, everyone, like, school history, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to brag, but I'll brag for you. She's also, like, conference, all conference, three times, districts, yeah, all that stuff. Maddie's done it. And you're towards the top of the class. I don't know. We'll see in the next couple months where everyone ends up, but, like, all you guys are so smart and strong and pretty. Ah, I love it. But you're also the student council president for 2 years, Madam President. And you're attending WNJ, right?
Yes.
And you're doing volleyball. And what's your major?
I plan on dual majoring in mathematics and education.
You hear that? A dual major. A motivated woman.
In math at that.
Yeah, seriously, for real. I have so much respect because math and I have never gotten along. So anyone, I think that you're either an English person or a math person. You're never both.
No.
So, yeah. And I know Sarah is an English person. Maddie, English, me, English. Yep. But Maddie Cherry is a math girl. So thankfully we have someone. But so share with us your favorite verse, Maddie.
Well, just like them, I did have trouble choosing, so I didn't actually choose. I chose two, but they kind of go together.
That's okay. Yeah.
My first is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And then my second verse is John 13:34. And I give each of you a new commandment, love each other. You must love each other just as I have loved you.
Good, good, good.
Yes. So for me, I really think of faith as, like, a lifestyle. I try not to confine faith to, like, just Sunday or, like, just church.
Yes, that's so important.
And I think the easiest way to do that, like, God preaches constantly, like, love one another, like, as I have loved you. And, like, Jesus loves everyone. And I think, like, we talked about going out into the world, like, I feel like recently, and, like, we will have to, like, soon, like, you have to start making, like, decisions on how you feel. Like, you know, it's not like how your parents feel about things or like how your friends feel. Like, you have to decide for you, like, how do you, what do you view on this issue? Like, what do you view? And like, the Bible gives us certain like guidelines and like what to think on certain things, but at the same time, like, Jesus loves everyone no matter how they act, no matter what they do. And I think that's something that I just really try to use to guide my life.
Such an important lesson. Yeah. And I know we kind of the three of us kind of got together and had a little bit of a discussion before, but we talked about journaling and self-reflecting.
I love journaling.
Yes, it's such, like you said, like, you were going to be having to make choices the way that we see the world, we see ourselves. And sometimes there's so many emotions that are attached to that. And so journaling just helps you figure it out. And I find that it has helped me grow in my faith because I'm like, oh my gosh, God, where were you? And then I sit down and I'm like, oh, okay, but he was working with this over here while I was over here.
Yeah.
So then, and when they come together, it makes it so much better. Like, it's just self-reflecting, I think, is one of the biggest parts of faith. Because when you sit down, and you said it's a lifestyle, you have to say, like, was I living like Jesus would live today? Was I treating everyone with love and with respect? And if you don't, then you need to say, okay, well, how can I improve? How can I be a more godly person? And it's just, it's so important to think about that.
Something that I heard recently that just really opened my eyes was, like, you want to live for God, not for other people. Like, you can't always be a people pleaser. Like, you want to please God,
which is so,
like,
hard, especially so as hard. A teenage girl, you just want, you want everyone to say, oh, you look so pretty today. Oh, you're you need to be pleasing God, not pleasing anyone else, because these things of this world, they're gonna die, but your relationship with God is forever. I love that. But like I said, some of the things that we are going through are a little bit more specific to teenage girl world, because this is us, but just faith in general. And I didn't really get to touch on this before, but I'd like to say, like, none of us are pastors. None of us are, we don't have any authority. But these are just our relationships with Christ that we want to share and get people talking about. But I'm so glad that we could sit down. But I do want to talk a little bit more about your thing with walking next to the water. Just because when you said that, I've been thinking about that ever since then. And I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I had never heard anything
it's
that
my
before.
Favorite.
Yeah, like, it's so good. And, like, the whole, it just embodies the podcast because it's called God's Got You, which I liked it. And I was like, oh, that's alliterative. That sounds cool. It just flows off the tongue. But that's, like, that's essentially it. Like, when you think that you're alone, God is there with you. And as we're going through college and through life and figuring out where we are in this world.
Yeah, I think that also kind of relates back to journaling. I've kept, like, journals, like, for years, and, like, I'll, like, make lists of, like, what I pray about, and, like, I always do, like, three things I'm thankful for that day, but, like, it's so true, like, I can go back, I have, like, so many journals, but, like, I'll go back, and, like, I'll look, and I'll be, like, in times where I thought, like, I was, like, the world was gonna end, and, like, all these things, I was, like, where were you, like, you can actually look back, like, and it's written down, so you actually have, like, an actual record of, like, oh, like, it's not that I was alone. It's just that I didn't see it at the time. So, like, it's just such a good place, like you said, for self-reflection. And self-reflection's hard, but, like, it's good because it just provides you such a foundation to, like, give you clear evidence that you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's so crazy to go back and see where you were and where you are now and how much you've grown. But I do that, too. Every night before I go to bed, I write down a couple things I'm thankful for. And I try to make it more towards, like, my relationships and my experiences rather than, oh, I got a new pair of shoes today. I really like them. And I mean, every once in a while, something like that slips in. Like, mom made cake today, and it was so good. But I do like to talk about, like, I'm so glad that I got to go shopping with my friend today and that our relationship is getting closer. And just because, and like I said, growing up with you guys has just, it makes you stronger to have those relationships with people and with your family and stuff like that. So I just always thank God for the people that he's placed in my life.
And, like, gratitude's such a big thing on having, like, a good heart. It really just shapes your heart. Like, if you're in a thankful state, like, always, like, you're going to, like, Jesus was always in a thankful state. Like,
yeah.
Always showing gratitude.
And if you're not like that, you're always going to want more and you're never going to be satisfied. So it's so important to sit down and be like, wow, other people do not have it like I do. Like, these, I am so blessed. And, like, God blesses us in so many ways, and not all of those we can see. But I'm so excited that these girls were able to come today, and I've loved listening to their favorite verses. it's so interesting because I've seen it in their lives and hearing them talk about it. I didn't say, like, choose one that I know that you live perfectly. I said, choose your favorite one. And it's kind of interesting because those change throughout your life and throughout your seasons. And I have seen all of these, the three verses that you guys picked. I've seen them play out in your lives, and I've loved watching that. But with that being said, I'm going to share my favorite verse, at least of the week, because I hope to have some more episodes and some more people to interview. But my favorite one, I have this written down somewhere. I don't want to mess it up. Is mightier than the waves of the sea is his love for you. And that's Psalms 43:4. I think it's 43. My handwriting is not great. but that's always been one that stuck with me. Just because when you think about the ocean, it's so, so insane. There's like 90-some% that's undiscovered. And for a while, I wanted to be a marine biologist because that just fascinated me that it's such a big part of our earth and we don't know anything about it. But it's so like mysterious and powerful and stuff like that. But even greater than that is God. And it's just, it's so hard to wrap your brain around. Like, yeah. It's like there's so many things that we don't know, but we still see the beach. We know it exists. And that's kind of like God. There's so many things that we don't know about him, but like we do know him. We have a relationship with him. But I have that one on a poster in my room just to kind of remind me. But yeah, so like I said, I hope that I can have some more people to interview, and I'd love to hear what everyone wants us to talk about, some different topics of conversation, and if anyone wants to join me, I'd love to have you. So thanks for tuning in today, and I hope to see you next time.